Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
We know coaches got to manage egos. GM's got to manage egos. Is CJ Stroud the one that is going to have to manage the most egos this offseason? Or this season, I should say. Landry Locker, B. Scott, Figgy Fig with you. We're 8 days away from the draft. By the way, a little programming note for you. Uniform's going to be released the 23rd. At 10 a.m., going to be a party afterwards. I don't know why I need to go to the party if I've already seen them.
Here for a party, here for a party.
Yeah, cool. 10 a.m., uniform's going to be released right here at 11 a.m., Cal and Hannah McNair in studio.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
She's going to call you out, man.
For what?
She's going to step to you.
Oh, I'm going to call her out about one of those threads. I promise you that. All right, there's one of those. I don't know about
it. She's going to step to you, man.
Oh, she will. She always does. It's all good.
I'm going to call you out right now.
11 a.m. Tuesday.
I'm going to call you out right now for defending the wave but not being down for a party. I thought we were having fun. What happened to that? We were just doing that an hour ago. Why are we raining on people's parades? Why are we putting a dent into people's fun? And you don't want to go to the party? But you want to stand up in front of Spo? You want to stand your tall ass in front of Spo? While he's trying to fill out his scorecard?
I'm not pro-wave. I'm anti-weirdo acting anti-wave. That's what I am. Like y'all, I don't know why y'all care so much. That's for me. That's my problem with the wave.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's a wave. I mean, they're excited. They're in the game. They're doing their thing. Someone on the text line talking about the wave, I guess he thought he was talking good trash. He said, save it for your Little League game. The stands don't even go all the way around. What Little League ballpark do that?
Do they do a wave at a Little League game?
Yeah, it's impossible. There's just bleachers behind. It's not impossible.
That would be actually bad.
It's not impossible. It has to go all the way around. So that's when keeping it real goes wrong, sir. Thanks for listening, though.
Ooh, what a tragic wave it would be.
It'd be just there, and then, I don't know, it wouldn't be a wave. Let's hear from C.J. Stroud talking about having to satisfy a lot of egos and receivers. He did it at Ohio State, multiple first-round picks. Now he's got Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Stephon Diggs, and perhaps that experience could be a valuable resource for C.J. Stroud. Here's the man himself talking about it.
It's football, you know. You want to be – it's not good to be the lone wolf, you know. You want to have a team that – not even a team, but a room, not only of dogs and guys that can make you better, but guys you can compete with, you know. Like, and it's all friendly and love out of love, the competition that we're trying to build, you know. But like D'Amico always says, man, iron sharpens iron. And, you know, for me, having that background of playing with so many talented guys is amazing, you know. I always tell my guys, man, if you're open, you're going to get the ball. And I pride myself on sitting in the pocket and making sure that those guys can eat. And it's up to me to make sure that those guys, you know, get what they deserve and get paid and all those good things that come with having a successful year.
All right, there you go. So C.J. Stroud having to manage these egos, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell.
Am I overplaying it by feeling like this is the thing to be least worried about with C.J. Stroud in terms of, like, how he translates to year two, about, you know, his makeup, his leadership, how he can manage egos.
Nah, like, that's one of his strengths.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm much more intrigued by and interested to see, like, what the adjustment is going to be to him from the league and how he adjusted the adjustment. Like, hard old football necessarily. But in terms of this part, like, I feel like this is going to be a strength for C.J. Stroud. Like, managing egos, the Stephon Diggs thing specifically, I feel like he is sort of perfectly built for that. Perfectly built for a receiver like that.
I mean, I think that probably comes into play when you make this decision, I would think.
It should.
I mean, I know he said he was surprised when he found out, but they had to have at least ran it by him. Hey, what was Stephon like when you were at the Pro Bowl? I noticed that y'all were talking. What did you think of Stephon Diggs? Do you think that Stephon Diggs and you could function? What was it like? I mean, it wasn't. I don't think he was blindsided by it. I do think he's equipped to be able to handle this type of thing. 100%. I think he can handle it.
Yeah, no, I think, like, to me, the whole looking at the receivers that he's dealt with before, I have a tough time believing that this sort of thing, just to a lesser degree. But, I mean, you got to think about Ohio State. Biggie, you know, obviously, we all know.
OH.
Dude, that's a big deal. Like, for all intents and purposes, locally, you know, how they operate there, that's the professional football team there. Like, they are basically under the same sort of lights and scrutiny and pressure, and the talent was what it was. And C.J. Stroud has done this before. And then this part for me is not necessarily a shot at Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen, but to me the makeup of your quarterback matters a lot when you have the history with Stephon Diggs, you have the information.
Get the race card, please.
I ain't say the racial makeup.
Race card!
Not the racial makeup.
We're going Kirk Cousins,
the
man.
The personal.
We're going Kirk Cousins.
The personality makeup. I've done this before. I compared it similarly to Deshaun Watson. I don't know if Deshaun Watson has necessarily the best personality for a diva wide receiver like this. I don't know if we didn't find out last year that maybe Jalen Hurts isn't per se equipped with the personality to deal with a volatile receiver on the sideline. I do see C.J. Stroud being able to handle it. So, you know, regardless of race, really particularly.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
The makeup, though, I do think it matters. Like, hey, we got to do.
I just don't think Josh Allen strikes me as a.
That's what I'm saying.
Very fragile dude, though.
No. Well, not necessarily fragile, but how do they. Like, there's the difference between fragility and just being straight up non-confrontational or not knowing what to do when. Conflict or confrontation is when you're confronted with it, right? Like, to me, without really knowing Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen on a personal level at all, they don't strike me as having the same kind of leadership qualities as a C.J. Stroud, being able to unify and also be able to just kind of just stand up and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to go for it. It's going to be like this, and then kind of roll from there. Like, he said it in the press conference a couple days ago. I'm the leader of this team. Like, yeah. The offense and the whole team, really. He said that.
I wonder what he's going to, you know, how does he handle adversity? How does C.J. Stroud handle it? I think it'll be fine. It's just, and what does it look like? You know, does it look like Stephon Diggs getting upset? Does it, I mean, like, how does C.J. handle adversity will be interesting. And, I mean, that's something that, you know, I think he'll be pretty equipped to do. I think you're in pretty good hands with C.J. and with D'Amico and with the other leadership.
That's where I was going to get at. Because to me, the maybe under-discussed part, and because we focus so much on CJ, but the under-discussed part with the Stephon Diggs sort of conflict is the relationship with the coaching staff, right? And so where does CJ factor into that? Does he just stay out of that, or does he take a leadership role of saying, hey, we're not going to badger – I'm not saying that this is necessarily going to happen, but if it does, we're not going to badger the offensive coordinator. We're not going to complain about the play calling. We're not going to be yelling at – certainly not going to be yelling at D'Amico. I would just advise against that. In general, like, we're not doing that. So, like, what role does he play in? Is it necessarily just Stephon Diggs going off on CJ or going off on somebody on the offense? Or is he, like, a buffer as well with the coaching staff if need be?
You put a visual in my head that I don't even want to think about.
Nah, hey, don't do it.
I don't know how I would react to a yelling match between D'Amico and CJ.
I just, hey, oh, huh.
Yeah, I don't know how I would react. I think I would side with D'Amico.
Well, yeah, he's the... I mean, no disrespect to CJ, but he's the more.
It would never happen, but it's a you know, kind of a far-fetched idea. But I don't know how that would make me feel. That would be heartbreaking.
Do you think I'm giving them too much credit to assume that neither one of them would allow that to happen? Like it's certainly not in public.
I don't think D'Amico is like that. I don't think that's his mindset.
Well, I'm not saying that they'd never have a shouting match or yell, like, because I think that that's totally in play, especially in football. Like, just the nature of what they're doing. But I feel like both of them would have too much of a presence of mind or an awareness to allow that to be a public, an optic.
Yeah.
I don't see them not being conscious enough to avoid something.
I also think that when you look at, like, when we talk about diva wide receivers, and we can just go down the list, like, of what we, like, where the term diva wide receiver kind of seemed to have originated. I think it was kind of a 90s thing. It was a T.O. Moss type of thing. But if you just look at, if we're just doing a history lesson, Landry Locker, B. Scott Figgy with you, we're 8 days away from the draft. But Randy Moss, he butted heads with Dennis Green, and then he butted heads with Lane Kiffin, I think it was, with the Raiders.
When he was there, yeah.
Yeah, with the Raiders.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
T.O. butted heads with Steve Mariucci, butted heads with Andy Reid. I think he kind of butted heads with Bill Parcells a little bit, too. There was that type of thing. And then Diggs with McDermott. There's all these examples. It's never been, that I can think of, and help me out, 713-572-4610. It's never been an example of someone butting heads and clashing with a former player with the presence of D'Amico Ryans. So when you're talking about locker rooms getting blown up, it doesn't seem like that happens. Like Chad Ochocinco, he wasn't butting heads with D'Amico Ryans. And that's why I just don't see how, even if it's not ideal, I don't think it gets like rock bottom bad like we've seen with other, for lack of a better term, quote, diva wide receivers.
Yeah, I feel like it's twofold for a former player that's a coach, especially one like D'Amico, who is still, you know, relatively young, not as far removed from coaching. So he's not like some has-been former player who's not, you know, like he's still in shape and all of that. To me, you come in with a certain level of credibility because not only are you a former player, but you're not that far removed from the game. And I think you also come in with a different maybe perspective on players when you've been one, and also not that long ago you were one. So to me, it's twofold. The credibility that you have with the players and the perspective that you have on them when you go in, having been one. I think that there's something to that, on top of the fact that the dude looked like he still lived. I just, you know, certain position groups, and quarterback would be one of them. I don't see nobody in that quarterback room that I think is.
You think he's going to whoop your ass or something?
I mean, I don't feel like
he's. Are you going with the Mike Vrabel intimidating presence?
Nah, I don't think he's going to whoop your ass as just as much as you're not going to whoop his. And then, so what does that mean? How does that work out? That's all I'm saying. I don't feel like D'Amico's a violent dude or nothing like that. I just feel like if you, you know, if you're going to be yelling at him, challenging him, you might want to keep in mind, dude probably stronger than you if you play a certain position.
We got some news that the Astros, typically the best team in town that people are more excited about. I don't want to say that that's completely flipped, but there are warning signs that the Astros, as we've known them during this phenomenal run, could be kind of crumbling, but help is on the way. Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, they had a catch this week. I hate when people say that. You played catch.
They played catch.
I don't know where Field of Dreams have a catch. What is that? But they played catch.
Had a drink and then had a catch.
Had a catch. Framber could be back for the road trip, and Justin Verlander is going to be back Friday. So Justin Verlander's pitching in 2 days.
Yeah, I just want him to get back to pitching, because not just with these guys, but it feels like when you factor Lance into it, over the last few years, we've talked way too much about dudes playing catch. It just speaks to how injured the pitchers have been. Like, I have never thought of just playing catch or long toss, and like these phrases that
it goes from catch to long toss to bullpen,
yeah,
to throwing off a mound.
I get it.
To exhibition game, to rehab start, to maybe another rehab start, to
dude, enough already.
He's going to be on the mound. That's a process, man. That's a life we live.
Can he make it three times around the order? To like, oh, okay, man. Can we get some? Can we get two quality starts? I just need.
You're asking for a lot. Have you watched the Astros play baseball this year?
I need the two most accomplished guys on this roster, on the pitching staff at least.
Have you watched the Astros play baseball
this year? To offer some quality starts. Not these cats as much. A little bit of Framber, but no Verlander. So, nah. And look, got to have some hope somewhere. This is good news.
We got two national days today here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. By the way, just tuning in, Cal and Hannah McNair, they're going to join the show next Tuesday, an hour after the uniforms are released. Cal and Hannah, they're going to join the show at 11 o'clock. Be a celebration of the new unis. Lopez is going to be here.
Wait till he find out.
Can't wait to hear what he's going to
say. He's going to get
here early. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just hope they
remember how early he got here with Caserio?
Hey, he was here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Which, as compared to what?
9:30.
Man, I hope they got a shirt waiting on them, too. Or a jersey.
Dude, I actually think the gear's going to be fly. I think the gear's going to be fly.
I think so, too.
I think the gear's going to be nice. The jerseys, we'll see. They might grow on you. One of them, great.
I just think it'd be perfect for Lopez to be the one to have to wear them.
So we have three national days today involving food items. I want to get y'all's take on these food items and how they make you feel.
I know one of them.
Yeah, you do. One of them is bananas. How do y'all feel about bananas? Where does banana rank on your fruit chart?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard Biggie talk about this before.
Yeah.
That he hates bananas. I'm good with bananas. I can do bananas.
You don't like bananas?
No.
Why?
Like I don't like the way it tastes. I don't like the way it
the
feels.
Texture.
Yeah. Ugh, man. I don't like the flavor of it.
Damn. No banana pudding?
No.
No.
I even try banana pudding because a lot of people like banana pudding.
It's so good.
I just don't like the taste of bananas,
no
man.
No thanks.
Not for everybody. Now, I'll eat banana pudding anywhere, but I won't eat no banana in public now.
All right.
We're not doing
balls.
That.
We're
not doing that.
What about cheese balls? Cheese balls, and it's not like cheese balls like me, like real cheese, like cheese balls, like with the crackers and stuff like that. How often do you partake in a cheese ball? I don't even know when the last... I
do it once in a while, but it's a hassle, man.
Man, just give you me, gotta just sit give there me with, some pimento cheese.
You got to sit there with the butter bowl. Knife, man.
And just mix it in the damn bowl. It's going to get broken up anyways. There's no bigger waste of time than a cheese ball. Just crunch it up like some damn queso. What are we doing? Yeah. It doesn't even look good. Put it in a damn salsa bowl. Crunch it up. Let it be a good dip. We don't need this ball sitting up
there. You got to get the little butter knife and spread it on the cracker.
Stupid, yeah. man.
Way unnecessary. I don't know why you would make cheese harder to consume.
Yeah,
the thing is, they like to have it at like receptions and stuff
fancy
like that.
Ass
it's
cheese
just like,
ball.
Man, I ain't got time to be trying to do all of this.
Yeah, cheese balls to me is the equivalency of just overthinking it. It is the food equivalency of way overthinking it.
Yeah, what are we doing? And then we have crawfish. It's National Crawfish Day.
Now we talking.
Which I know that Figgy is much down with, the crawfish, the mud bugs.
Yes, yeah. sir. It's a place I usually go to called L.A. Crawfish Shack.
Yeah, over right
in,
there.
Not that one. That's a different one.
Okay. Yeah.
It's that one, L.A. Crawfish. Okay. The other one's L.A. Crawfish Shack. It's
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's a big difference. Hey, it's a big difference.
Might be a little bit different how they season it there, man.
It is. So the one I go to is in Harwin, over in the Harwin area, okay. off of Gessner.
Oh yeah,
$5.99 a pound today.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
How many pounds you getting? Six.
I probably do like two or three. I can't eat that much.
Oh yeah, I do three or four. I eat them things like M&Ms. For real. So yeah, I'm
it's
down.
A lot
with
of
that.
Effort, man.
I do it.
It's a lot of effort.
I mean, if you know how to do it, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it's still, it's that big, man. Like.
Hey, it's easy, man.
That's why you get a bunch of pounds. Yeah. You ain't really eating no food. So you got to get a bunch of it just to, you know, in a pretty decent size just to kind of get full there.
That's a lot. Coming up next, lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. Yesterday, we talked about specific parking spots. I got to confess, I think there is something that has happened in the last few years that all of you businesses out there, y'all need to adjust to it because you're living in the past. It's next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.